Oh, hey, there we go. Okay, I'm learning. I'm learning. Hola, bienvenidos, all that jazz. So now I know how to say hello in three different languages. Actually, four. Bonjour. So, if this is your first time in the whole chapel, we want to say welcome and thank you for coming out to worship with us this morning and have service. And so we're going to, this part right here is where we're going to have fun. We're going to worship the Lord in our song. Then we're going to have our time for giving. Then we're going to have time for the word. So why don't we hop up on our feet? And yeah, we are not just a crowd. We are a family. So I'd love it if you possibly could kind of like shift over. That way we're not just singing like that all morning. We can come in the middle and just like give our attention that way. So God, we just thank you for this day. Thank you for the opportunity. We can just come and praise your name. Lord, we honor you in this place. God, we thank you for all that you've done in us and through us. In Jesus' name, amen. And if you want to come down to the front and just jump around and act crazy, come do that. Yes, you're more than welcome to. I promise we won't kick you out. Called out into darkness, you reached down to save us, you conquer the grave, you cross the divide, lost in our sin, you made us alive. How can we ever hold it inside? We can't hold back. We're gonna lift you higher, higher. Hearts burning bright like a fire, fire. Voices unite, make it louder, louder. Never gonna stop singing. No, never gonna stop singing. We're set free, no longer bound in chains. You rescued me and called me by name. You conquered the grave, you crossed the divide. Lost in our sin, you made us alive. How can we ever hold it inside? We can't hold back. We're gonna lift you higher, higher. Hearts burning bright like the fire, fire. Voices unite, make it louder and louder. Never gonna stop singing. We're gonna lift you higher and higher. Hearts burning bright like the fire, fire. Voices unite, make it louder, louder. Never gonna stop singing. No, never gonna stop singing. Every tribe, every tongue, every heart will sing. Every knee we will bow to the risen King. Lift him up, never gonna stop singing. Every tribe, every tongue, every heart will sing. Every knee we will bow to the risen King. Lift him up, never gonna stop singing. Every tribe, every tongue, every heart will sing. Every knee we will bow to the risen King. Lift him up, never gonna stop singing. Lift you higher and higher. Hearts burning bright like the fire, fire. Voices unite, make it louder, louder. Never gonna stop singing. We're gonna lift you higher, higher. Hearts burning bright like the fire. Voices unite, make it louder. Never gonna stop singing. Ooh, never gonna stop singing.
How's everybody doing this morning? Is anybody ready for the new year? I am. I am ready. Omar is teaching today, which is great and wonderful. I just want you to know that Father has already dropped the first four messages of the new year in my heart. And it's about change. It's about casting off those things that hold us back. It's about stepping into the arena of His faith this morning and doing wonderful things. We'll talk about that. But this morning, as we just worship, we'll worship. We'll break into groups for prayer in just a little bit. There are some needs. The whole Rosales family is 666. They're not here. We've got other people that need prayer for healing, other things, and praise testimonies that are full. It's going to be a great year, isn't it? Okay, let's try it again. It's going to be a great year, isn't it?
Amen.
All right. Let's just worship Him with all our heart, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Can't go back to the beginning. Can't control what tomorrow will bring. But I know here in the middle is a place where you promised to be. Not enough unless you come. Will you meet me here again? 'Cause all I want is all you are. Will you meet me here again? As I walk now through the valley, let your love rise above every fear. Like the sun shaping the shadows, in my weakness your glory appears. Not enough unless you come. Will you meet me here again? 'Cause you are, is all I want, is all you are. Will you meet me here again? Unless you come, will you meet me here again? And all, 'cause all I want is all you are. Will you meet me here again? No.
Come, Holy Spirit, dry bones awaken. The Lord is in this place. The Lord is in this place. I'm not enough unless you come, God. Will you meet?
Just because he's absent, but sometimes we become absent and we just need him to meet us right where we are. Sometimes life happens and it's too hard to come to him, so we need him to meet us where we are. When he comes and meets us where we are, we find freedom, we find peace, we find healing, we find restoration, we find joy. So God, right now, if there's any of us in this room that are struggling and we've been going through motions over and over and over again and we haven't seen anything different change, God, right now we invite you into our atmosphere to come in and shift the things that are in us that don't need to be there anymore, that you can take the throne of our heart all over again. Any offenses that we've allowed to be built up, God, help us to remember, God, that you are our defender. That you're the one that is a lover of our souls. And that we can come to you, God, with boldness to your throne of grace to obtain mercy and favor. That there is no fear in your perfect love because you, God, your perfect love cast out fear.
So not for a minute was I forsaken. The Lord is in this place.
Come on, remind yourself.
The Lord is in this place.
So invite him here.
Come, Holy Spirit, let these dry bones awaken. The Lord is in this place. The Lord is in this place. Not for a minute was I forsaken. The Lord is in this place. The Lord is in this place. Come, Holy Spirit, dry bones awaken. The Lord is in this place. The Lord is in this place. Not for a minute was I forsaken. The Lord is in this place. The Lord is in this place. Come, Holy Spirit, dry bones awaken. The Lord is in this place. The Lord is in this place. Not for a minute I forsaken. The Lord is in this place. The Lord is in this place. So come, Holy Spirit, dry bones awaken. The Lord is in this place. The Lord is in this place. He's in this place. Thank you.
He's in this place. You're welcome in this place. You're welcome in our hearts.
Better your way.
much better your way. Life is better.
Those words as we break into groups. If you're unfamiliar with us, we believe there's three integral parts of life in a church. One is praise and worship. Another one is the word. But the third is prayer. And what we do is we break into groups of three or four or five, and we pray. Last night, Carol and I, because there's a lot of junk that's on TV right now, we have gone to Netflix and we found a nice series that was on TV years ago that somehow we missed or didn't know about it. But in the show we watched last night, there was a girl who had been murdered 20 years before, and the mother carried the pain and was lost. Those words where it says, "When I thought I lost me." Can you put those up, Jeff, those words there? "When I thought I lost me, you knew where I left me." 20 years before, she had lost herself in the death of her daughter. In the scene, there was no God complex. There was no religious deal. There was no relief there. Just still anger and bitterness after 20 years. I'm reading this. I'm thinking about that. How many people have been caught in that for years and years and years, and they cannot let the past go? That they lost themselves somewhere, somehow, and they didn't know how to go find themselves, but Jesus knows where to find us. This morning, as we break into groups, whatever it is, because we're going to be talking out of Hebrews 11 and 12 in the weeks to come. Matter of fact, it's going to be the jump-off place for the whole year of where God is leading us in this morning. And I'll talk about this a little bit before Omar preaches. But I want us to break into groups of three to four to pray, even five to pray. If you're uncomfortable praying, someone in your group will pray for you. But we definitely need prayer for Carrie this morning. There's some things that are going on with her. We need some prayer for Carol this morning. She threw her back out. She's been on the corner of the couch all week. And if there's anyone that you're in a group and say, "I need hair, I need healing in the air in some area," whether it's being bound to something so many years ago, or whether it's something that has attacked our body, and within your group, pray for the Rosaleses. They've got what, 9 people in the family that they're all sick this morning, and they've been going through a lot of stuff over the past couple weeks with different things that we just need to lift them up. We need to lift up the Hazes. There's some things that are going on with them that should be corrected this week, but we need to pray for them for some relief in some areas. And so let's just take a moment and break into groups and pray. Thank you, Jesus.